Good morning. Our question today is why, when it comes to a bris milah, do we have a stringency to not invite people to the bris? Rather, we simply inform them the bris is going to be on this day at this time, but no invitations, no invites. On the other hand, when it comes to a wedding, we do invite people. We send out invitations. We invite them in person. We say, please come to the wedding, looking forward to seeing you. So why is there a difference between a bris and a wedding? So the Gemara in Pesachim, this is how we started off, says as follows a couple days ago, Shiva Menudin LaShamayim, there's seven categories of people who are effectively excommunicated from heaven. And then there's an additional one added on, V'yeshomrim Af Mishein Mesa B'chabura Shal Mitzvah. There's an opinion that it also includes somebody who doesn't eat and a Chabura Shal Mitzvah. So what's a Chabura Shal Mitzvah? So Tosos brings two explanations. He says, number one, Su'udas Mila, the Su'udah at a bris. And number two, Su'udas Nesu'in B'Talmud Chacham, that he also includes the Su'udas Nesu'in Chasana when we have a Talmud Chacham getting married. And in fact, the Sefer Chupas Chasanim says that it's ro'oi, it would be proper and appropriate to avoid inviting people not only to a bris, but he's talking about a Chasana wedding as well, when you know that they won't come, so you don't cause them a problem being menuda la shamayim. So there we see an opinion that this applies also to a chasana. But truth be told, as we know, that people really are only strict about a bris, not about a chasana. So what is the distinction between a bris that we're strict and a chasana that we are not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe brings one answer to this. He says, Tanidui eino mishum shiyesh alav mitzad atzma mitzvah leilach labris mila. The nidui, the excommunication, is not that when it comes to bris mila, somebody has an obligation, an independent, a personal responsibility, obligation to go to the bris mila, but rather it's because the father has invited the person to go. And if you don't go, you are avoiding giving kavod to this tremendously important mitzvah gedola demila. So there, when the invitation is presented, that kicks in, and accordingly, when you don't go, mila is a very important mitzvah. It's kemekabo plei shechina, and you didn't go. Ulam benesuin. When it comes to a wedding, there's an independent obligation of a person or a mitzvah. We won't say chiyuv, but he does it say chiyuv. Achiyuv hu lavo mitzad atzmo. Vein baze inyan nidui, and there's not a nidui. So why? So he says misum shein a nidui mishum godal achiyuv. The nidui is not simply because there's a huge obligation to do a chasana. There's an obligation to go. For example, we want to be mesameach chasana kala, v'lachin kol a nidui b'mila hu mishum kavod mitzvos mila shezeh leka b'nesuin. So there's a higher level of responsibility when it comes to a mila, to show kavod to the mila, which we don't have when it comes to a nesuin. So I think we can add on a gloss to this that we said in the past, that when it comes to a mila, the mitzvah is kemekabel pnei shechina. It's like kiddush levana, that we are receiving the shechina effectively. You don't have that when it comes to nisuin. Accordingly, because the mila is such a massive mitzvah, and when it's accompanied by the baal habris, the father who has the obligation on the mila inviting you, then we are really avoiding showing kavod to the mitzvah itself. Ma she'enkin, when it comes to nisuin, it doesn't have that same significance like a bris mila, then accordingly it's not going to be the same responsibility to attend. The second explanation is brought by the Tshuvas van Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, and he says, if you look at the language of Tosos in explaining when there's a mitzvah, when he explains the Gemara Chabura Shal Mitzvah in Nisuin, it doesn't say every Nisuin. When it comes to a bris mila, it's every bris. But when it comes to a Nisuin, it's only going to be the Nisuin of a Talmud Chacham. In fact, Rav Sternbach says it's when a Talmud Chacham marries the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, that is when we have the heightened responsibility to go, but that doesn't apply in most circumstances. And in fact, he says that nowadays, that for various dinim, for various halachas, we don't have the status of Talmidei Chachamim. Accordingly, the problem of not attending when we're invited to a wedding does not apply. It applies to a bris, because it's every bris, but it's only for a chasana of a Talmid Chacham, and for the most part, we don't have a din of Talmidei Chachamim today, so accordingly, it's not a problem, even if somebody is invited. And the third reason, the third distinction between a chasana on the one hand and a bris mila on the other hand, goes as follows: Ha'isur v'nidoi k'sheinam mesa b'mesiba the seudas mitzvah. So here the concept: when you don't go and you avoid going, even when you're invited, when does that apply? So this explanation says: Hainu dafka b'nimna mipneishem edam asmo l'adam chashuv. If the basis, if the motivation for you're not going is you think it's below you, I'm an important person, I'm not going to go to that, I'm not going to waste my time, I'm not going to spend time with those people who are going to that event. So he says, accordingly, if you have a good reason for not going, for example, you have a Seder, you're learning, or you're involved in something else that's important, then this nidui, this excommunication won't kick in. So if we apply that and distinguish now between a wedding and a bris milah, goes as follows: Lefiza, when it comes to achasana, for the most part, people avoid going because it takes an amount of time, a significant amount of time, going to the chasana. It could be a distance away, it takes much longer, a 6-hour event. So accordingly, it's not that somebody is avoiding going because it's below him. That's not the motivation for not going, but rather it's the commitment of time. But when it comes to a bris mila, which takes a lot less time, then we have to be stricter when we're invited. Unless we have a really good reason to not go, we should be attending. So just to add on, along that point, Rav Moshe Sternbach says that he saw that Rav Meir Chadash said as follows: the Kol Ma Shifligo Chazal, that all that Chazal discussed the importance of going to a wedding, Hainu Davka Im Tzarek Levatal Mizmano Letzorach HaSu'uda Biovad, if it's only that you're spending time on the Su'uda of the wedding itself. However, if there's a lot additional commitment of time, for example, it's a far trip to get there, or it takes a long time to prepare for the chasana, b'zeh yesh lomar she'talmud Torah adif, then we would say that Talmud Torah is more important. So if it's just the chasana itself, it's not going to take any other time, then be at the wedding and participate in the wedding, then it could be that that's more important than Talmud Torah. But otherwise, because there's so much additional time commitment, then we would say stick with the Talmud Torah. So just the last question here, just before we get to the last question, we've seen now three bases to distinguish between a chasana and a bris mila. And as we know that the hakpada, people are strict to not invite when it comes to a bris, but not a chasana, we don't have that same concept. We do invite to a chasana. But now our next question is, when it comes to not in quote unquote inviting, not inviting in particular to a bris, what is the definition of an invitation? So the Shulchan Ha'ezer says, the mishloach kartisei hazmana, sending invitations, and that used to be done at his time in the mail, and nowadays it's done in the email. Vaday eno nikra hazmana liinyan ze. He said that that is not considered an invitation. Why? Kevan she'en hakavana likro lechasana ela rak lehodio mipnei darkei shalom. So there he's talking about a chasana, but because he says when we send an invitation, we are not simply inviting them, we are simply informing them because of Darkei Shalom. We want to reach out to people and not offend them. So that's why we send the wedding invitations. And he tries to rival a proof that we send wedding invitations even if somebody is not going to go because they live in a different country, still because of Darkei Shalom, that's the reason that we're sending it. So he's defining that as not a real invitation. And he brings another reason, va'od ma'achar dekriya zohi kama yamim kodma nesuin, when we send out these invites and it's a number of days before the wedding, ve'ein adayin achiyu shel sudas mitzvah, it's still not the time of the sudas mitzvah, so they go in advance. So he wants to say that we we are lenient based on that. Also, the Kobetz Talpios has a doubt if you are inviting somebody over the phone or if you are sending a shaliach, is that considered an invitation or not? Imhu hazmanim yuchedis, it's not personal enough. Is it personal enough that would obligate somebody to go or not? So he leaves that as a suffix. So we have interesting questions here, assuming that you have to be makbid in a chasana, and for a bris when we are makbid, what is considered an invitation and what is not considered an invitation? And if these issues come up, certainly ask a shayla. Have a wonderful day.